should be donning their tiaras and wearing their slippers. We're all princesses.
Okay, quick question. Nick Elliott, Ace Rock photographer. Have you ever donned a tiara and worn your princess slippers when you've been doing a photo shoot?
Not recently, but I've been asked many times.
Have you ever photographed anyone wearing a tiara and princess slippers? Oh. It's Nikki, by the way.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's good to talk to you again. Right, yeah. It's been months.
Since the last
show. I
know,
it has. We've kind of caught up on the social networks, but it's been a long time since we've actually caught up verbally.
Well, we have.
Like you're having a good gig in there.
Well, we like to think we're kind of putting something together which is quite reasonable. You know, Nick, I appreciate, you know, we go for that reasonable level and hopefully we exceed it. That's the important thing.
Sounds good.
Anyway, Nick, you've been doing all sorts of marvellous things in betwixt time. Share with us what you've been doing as, I mean, let's just run through, for the benefit of our listener and Holly and Ed and Hannah, just some of the guys you've photographed in your career as a rock photographer. And we're not talking paleontology here, in case, or geology, because there's always, it's easily confused. You think, what? I want the stalactites and the stalagmites. Hey, you're not going to get that with Mick Jagger. Anyway, Nick, over to you.
Well, pretty much everybody, the biggest kind of guys on the planet, really.
Yep.
The guys that are, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, Robert Plant, ZZ Top,
yep.
Metallica.
Yep.
Iron Maiden, the list goes on, really.
I'll just hold you there for the moment. Iron Top, Metallica, ZZ Top. Are you familiar with these, Holly?
Yeah, my mum and my auntie really love ZZ Top.
It's wonderful. You'd see when Holly's mum loves Metallica, you realise...
That's a class mother, Alex. That is a class mother.
Sorted.
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I want to be your assistant. I have the secret desire that I'm going to take up a second career and become assistant to Nick Elliott, rock photographer, and get to meet all these amazing stars.
When last we spoke, Nick, of course, we spoke about getting down to London and doing some pieces with your exhibition, etc. That's still on the cards, so we'll look towards that. How's 2013 been shaping up for yourself, though?
It's been very busy, Alex. Extremely good. Really enjoyed the year so far, but just very, very busy. I mean, funny enough, it's been a PR day, really, today. I've done another radio interview before I came online tonight, so... It's just been hell with a lid off, really, this year. But all really good, exciting stuff.
You had a really big exhibition in France, is that right?
Yes, I did. That was over the Maybank holiday weekend. It was very successful, actually. The thing went really good. It was put together by a guy that collects a lot of my work now. And it was showcasing five of the world's best rock photographers, the kind of best five guys that have ever been in the business, really. And... we shipped down quite a big collection for the weekend. There was about 18 pieces, I think, went down. Unfortunately, I was due to go for kind of PAs and a lot of kind of meet and greet type of things and that stuff. But I had some stuff come up that I really couldn't get out of that week with a big band that was on tour. So, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get to get to the south of France and the chateau and all that kind of vibe, which was a bit of a gasp.
It's the angle. I'd have a word with those people at Maple Star Music and Media personally, Nick. I think, you know, clearly they need to sort it out.
My friend Cameron, yeah. It's top man, oh. Maple Star.
Oh,
great outfit.
And of course, offices now in Canada and Nashville and the UK. Yes, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
in
very
Kent,
exciting, Matt. Very exciting.
It is.
Opening in the UK office. Very good.
Hannah, as a district herbalist, where you are, qualified to know all sorts of other bits and pieces, any questions you'd like to put to our ace rock photographer?
Well, I was having a look at your website last night, actually, and I was kind of intrigued by how you came to move into music photography.
Well, I specialise in music photography. That's all I shoot now. But essentially before that, I was a creative advertising photographer. So I'd worked on a lot of kind of above the line and below the line accounts, a lot of car kind of accounts and drugs and that kind of stuff, cigarette campaigns. But I've always been around music all my life. It's my second passion in photography. And it goes way, way, way back to being very young. But it was really a creative thing, to be honest. I mean, I've always, you know, had a hell of a lot to do with music, bands, and played in bands, managed bands, and always shot a lot of, you know, kind of music photography. But it was about 25 years ago, I kind of got to a point where creatively I was very wound up, very kind of stressed with the whole gig. It wasn't going where I wanted it to go. And I do this, I'm in it to be the best. That's the only reason I do it. You know, I'm in it to make a mark.
And you certainly have more than just a mark, an indelible imprint on the cultural world of rock music. That's what I'd say. Holly.
Well, let's hope so.
Last two questions for Nick, because it's been frighteningly short as per normal, but what do we need to ask him?
Nick, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Yes, I have, actually. I must come in and spend a bit of time actually in the building, because I think we'd have a bit of a giggle there.
I would endorse that, wholeheartedly.
Amazing.
I think Lincoln needs Nick Elliott, and I think the campaign starts now.
So does that mean we can hope to hear from you in the very, very near future?
She's blushing all over.
I wait with bated breath for the call.
Nick Elliott will return, probably in person.
Indeed.
Up next, over to the States, we're talking to the lead guitarist with The Hush. Hasn't been photographed by Nick Elliott yet. I'm sure it's only a matter of time. But Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. It's the Midweek Drive launch special for Sophie's Encore.